This is the Dan Levitard Show with the Stugatz Podcast.
All right, we'll get to Christine in a second, and we will also get to Tim Kirkchian. But if you are watching us on television, I simply want to point out to the audience and to Tim Legler and to Billy that they have clearly been defeated by 1 hour in their costumes. You can see on their faces, Legler has taken off his mask. He looks, okay, haggard and older than he ever has, and like he's more dehydrated than he played in an NBA game. Like, he looks beat up from wearing that costume for an hour.
But how about those white teeth?
God, oh, my God. White. He's God. So beautiful. He really is. He's happy and beautiful, but he's drenched. He is totally drenched. And, Billy, you look like you're in bad shape. You look like you're hurting.
Yeah. That's fair.
I don't think Legler ever sweated this much in an NBA game.
Yeah, I've got to come back to him. I said that joke already. Anyways, Christine Lisi, you were saying.
And finally, the Eiffel Tower shrinks by 6 inches during the winter. George Costanza can sympathize.
Okay. And it's finally, by the way.
Wait a minute. Now she's doing, like, just jokes. Just now, she's evolving right in front of our eyes from just a cruelty specific to us to now she's
to
just going
act.
After, the, you know, George Costanza. We will get back to Christine Lisi in 30 minutes. We will also have Chris Jericho in 30 minutes. And Tim Legler is hanging around the proceedings. A bit broken, I have to admit. I've been told not to go to him this segment, though, so we will check in with him and see just how much he's hurting in a second. But Kirkchian's on with us. Kirkchian has beef. Do we have this sound? I've got to start here because this is the first time. Like, we love Tim Kirkchian. He's a decent man with a rage problem, but we love him.
I got to be honest. The first time I heard it, I smiled. It was cute. I didn't really pay much attention to it. I've heard it 3 or 4 times since, and each time I hear it, I find myself getting angrier and angrier.
It's infuriating, and the shipping container is hurt. Tim, do you know what we're talking about here?
No, I don't. What are you talking about?
All right, so look at this. All right, this the accidental herder that Tim Kirkchian is, and he did this with great cruelty on SportsCenter the other night while guffawing with his he's not faithful to us, to his giggling Van Pelt, who, by the way, you tell me, Tim Kirkchian, if Adam Silver and Scott Van Pelt look like a pair of Apple AirPods. Let's play this sound for Tim Kirkchian just blasting everybody in the shipping container.
The analytics have robbed some of the art from the game. Now we are a home run, walk, strikeout game virtually every night. Scott, here's how bad it is now. I got asked on a radio show the other day if Ozzie Smith could play in the major leagues today. Ozzie Smith. He's the greatest defensive shortstop of all time, and given the importance of that position, he might be the greatest defensive player of all time. But since he doesn't hit homers, he hits ground balls, he steals bases, and he doesn't strike out, people are looking at him saying, well, what value would he have today? He could play for anyone today. But for someone to actually ask me if Ozzie Smith could play today, that's a dangerous situation to be in.
Well, you can't go on that show again, Tim, with all due respect to whoever asked that question, because that's preposterous. All due respect to everyone involved.
That was me, Tim. I asked
infuriating. Just infuriating, Tim. You laugh in our face. You made Van Pelt laugh twice. You guys get together and you giggle all the time and you giggle at our expense and you giggle more than you giggle here.
You're a little jealous.
You're a real bleep hole. You know that?
Dan, the fact that you would ask me that question speaks to directly where we are in the game today. You have every right to ask that question because there are people who agree with you. I totally disagree that Ozzie Smith couldn't play today, but the game we play today is a different game than we played 25 years ago when Ozzie Smith last played. So I wasn't upset that you asked me a question. I didn't even think it was a stupid question. I just know the answer to it in my mind. But there are people who think you're right about that, and I'm just not one of them. But I'm not angry about this. I'm not upset. I'm just worried. I'm worried that the game has changed so much in 25 years.
Settle down.
Relax.
Just relax. Down,
I mean, it seems like you and Van Pelt were having a grand old time at our expense.
Yeah,
I mean,
it really is. Yeah. It's unpleasant, and now he's walking it back a little bit, trying to. But I'm not the one who said any of this. The shipping container said it to you. I piled on, and then you put it on me.
I'm not walking back on anything. I'm not piling on anyone or anything. I'm just trying to respond to the clip that you played. That's all.
I mean, this is classic gaslighting Joe Cool Tim Kirkchin over here, telling everybody they're crazy, and he's just playing both sides in the middle. What's happening right now?
Classic gaslighting. That's what's happening.
It's infuriating. Does Paul Feinbaum look like the banker who gives his customer a hearty smile and a firm handshake even after his house just went into foreclosure? Could have read that better.
Foreclosure.
Don't worry, though. You're okay.
Does Adam Silver look like the conclave just elected a new pope? Does Randy Johnson look like if Mountain Dew had side effects? Does Scott Hansen look like your mom's new boyfriend who, upon meeting you, says, I don't want to be your dad. You already have one of those. I just want to be your friend. Does Adam Silver look like the guy at the mortuary dubbed the closer due to his success rate in upselling? Does Dusty Baker look like the old guy in the barbershop who constantly reminds you that when we were young, we didn't use no Facebook or tweet for protest. We took that bleep to the streets.
Save that.
That's a good one, right?
Dusty.
Does Jeff Passan, this is really going to test Kirkchin here, does Jeff Passan look like the too-good-to-be-true new boyfriend of a recent divorcee who turns out to have a secret room in his house with surgical equipment and a walk-in freezer? He totally looks like that.
You're laughing at the silver one.
Yeah. The thing that happened the other night that we were talking about, Tim, and I was shocked to actually hear this sound from you, and I know it's a little bit long and we have Kirkchin with us, but if we could just get the sound of what I believe to be Tim Kirkchin, like, genuinely disappointed in his game. Let's play that sound for Tim and see if we've got a right read on him.
I'm worried about our game. We have lost a feel for the game. We have stopped watching the games. In this postseason, relief pitchers threw more innings than our starting pitchers threw. We have lost the value of our starting pitchers. There is no way that a guy who faced 18 batters tonight, struck out 9 of them, had one hard hit ball, should be taken out. Nick Anderson is a great relief pitcher. He allowed one inherited run the whole season, but he allowed 3 in the postseason, and he set a major league record for most postseason appearances in a row allowing a run. 7. He's not the same guy. We have stopped watching the game, and Kevin Cash is going to get killed for this, and rightfully so. But it's the front office of the Rays and the front office everywhere that has lost track of how the game should be played. I'm sorry. I give up. This is too much now.
I give up. This is too much now. And if you didn't hear, Tim Kirkchin authorized what he believed to be the rightfully so killing, the murder of Kevin Cash. He said that on television.
Yeah.
He said it was okay to kill Kevin Cash. I think that's a little unreasonable by you, Tim.
Well, if you listen to what I said and what everyone else said, it's not just Kevin Cash. It's an industry-wide issue now that the computers and the analytics are running the game instead of the managers, coaches, players. Starts with the owners who hire these young general managers who are brilliant, and they are arrogant, and they think they know everything, and they think they're smarter than you when they're not. They also think they have created a game that's better than it's ever been. They know a system how to evaluate players better than ever, and they're wrong about that. The game in the 80s was better than the game today. Now, every player today could play in the 80s, of course. The players are bigger, stronger, faster, and better. There is no doubt about that. A bunch of pitchers from the 80s would have no chance in today's game. I get all of that. But the style of play is not very good these days. Too many homers, too many walks, too many strikeouts. And yes, I'm worried, I'm concerned, and I'm discouraged. Blake Snell was just the tipping point because it happened in Game 6 that a lot of people are now looking at the game saying, what are we doing? I have never seen that kind of reaction after a game in my life about a strategic move made by a manager. And I repeat, it's not Kevin Cash's fault. It's an industry-wide problem. If I'm hiring managers today moving forward, young guys, I'm starting with Craig Counsell. Second, I'm going with Kevin Cash. That's how good he is. But the game doesn't allow you to manage anymore. We've taken the value of the manager and put it someplace else. And I'm just telling you that I'm worried about where we're going because ratings are down, people aren't as interested, and the game isn't as good. It's a paradox. The players are bigger, stronger, faster, and better than ever. Therefore, the game should be better than ever, and it's not. That's all I'm trying to say. And I'm saying that because I love the game, and it hurts that after a game like that, all we're talking about is a pitching change instead of the Dodgers winning the World Series.
Tim, if Kevin Cash doesn't win a World Series, does this stick with him like Grady Little?
No, because again, this is the same move that a bunch of managers would have made. Maybe not all of them, and yes, the Rays are on the other side of this whole spectrum. But, and we all acknowledge, the Rays have to play this way. They can't go 40-20 playing any other way than the way they played all year. All I'm saying is when you get to Game 6 of the World Series, and the best player on the field that night is the starting pitcher, you have to give him more than 73 pitches. You have to acknowledge once, we need a feel for the situation. We need to watch the game. We need to keep this kid in because he's our best chance tonight to beat a team that is better than we are. And they didn't even give him a chance. And that's where we are in the game today. And that's what concerns me.
We'll talk to you next week, Tim. Thank you.
Okay, see you.
Don Lebatard.
Go ahead and name the other top 40 hit. I believe Crystal Waters is a one-hit wonder and that you just you gave her multiple hits in the top 40 simply because you want to get her on the show.
Say if you feel all right.
Stugatz.
2, 3, 4. Say if you feel all right.
This is the Don Lebatard Show with the Stugatz on ESPN Radio.
ESPN Radio is presented by Progressive Insurance. Cars, homes, boats, motorcycles, RVs, and more at Progressive.com. If you missed any of the show, hold on, we'll skip that. Dan, it's time for Straight Talk. It is brought to you by Straight Talk Wireless. It's conversational time.
We had good stuff for you on the Local Hour and the Big Suey today. Go find it. Not enough time in today's show to do everything we want to do, so we're kind of rushing Tim Legler back here. And we've got a full board of calls that have been waiting entire show to do Tua songs, but there's way too much going on. We'll try to stuff as much as we can into the post-game show. Tim Legler returns here with us now. This is his holiday. He rules it. He dominates it. And we're happy that he's given us as much time as he has. But what happened to you, Tim? Like, I don't think you're going to do well tonight, given what that hour in that costume seems to have done to your beautiful, Abercrombie and Fitch face.
Well, the one thing I just learned was I definitely don't need to go to the gym now. I was going to go to the gym after this. I don't need to now.
Right.
These things really heat up. That's for sure.
Okay. Is this costume hotter or worse than any you've ever worn before? Like, are you now officially worried that you're going to be spending 6 hours in this thing and are going to lose like 20 pounds?
Yeah, this is definitely the hottest one I've ever put on. I think the plan is going to have to be to when I'm in waiting, laying in wait, I'm going to have the mask up a little bit and then pull it down right before I do my thing tomorrow night because it's definitely about 15 degrees hotter inside this mask than it is when I take it off, at least.
What is Mrs. Legler dressing up for Halloween?
Oh, good question, actually. Well, I'm not sure what she's going to be yet. Oh, actually, my buddy Phil over here, I think this is the costume that's going to be hers. We have a little posable dummy that we put this guy on, and I think she's going to go with that.
As the whole thing has grown for you, Legler, has she been at your side for the obsession since minute one in terms of caring the way you do, or did she have to be like brought along and grown?
No, so I'm at a level 10, and that's not half of what my wife is. She is so on me about every detail with regards to this month. I can't even tell you. And this segment that we do every year is without question the best 15 minutes of the year. She can't wait to get me ready for this. And she's constant. And then as soon as we go to break or whatever, I'll get feedback from her. And typically it's pretty harsh criticism. I didn't say this. I forgot this. I left this out. Okay. I'm going to get all my critique as soon as this ends.
Is she there? Can we get a critique from her at some point before the end of the show? Is she nearby?
She's not. She's actually upstairs. She came and brought me my buddy Guinness right here, but she's not, I don't think, available to comment.
I got to say, Guinness's costume is a bit lazy for the Legglers. I thought there'd be more than just a bow tie on the dog.
Yeah, he's skittish. Otherwise, he'd be in full. There's no telling what I'd put this dog in. He doesn't like stuff on his head. So the best we can do is the orange bow from my boy Guinness. But he will be out there greeting everybody tomorrow night.
All right, well, stay there, okay? And I'm going to do the radio tease. Stay there because Chris Jericho is going to be with us next. But at some point before the end of the show, I am going to ask Tim Legler, like, percentage of times at the end of Halloween that he chases his wife into the bedroom wearing these costumes. Like, I'm going to end the night with a very personal question.
I've already got all sorts of questions about the posable dummy.
Yes,
I got a long commercial break.
All right, we've got a lot of follow-up questions on this as well. Legler looks super eager to answer these questions as well.
I've got a theory.
So we'll get back to you in a second, Legler. I don't know whether we'll ask your wife those questions or not, but this show's about to take a dark turn. Chris Jericho joins us next.
Don Levitard.
I work in sports for a living?
Stugatz.
You understand the question, Stugatz?
Nope. This is the Don Levitard Show on ESPN Radio.
5 consecutive weeks for Chris Jericho, our celebrity prognosticator, who's going to join us on the Shell Pennzoil Performance Line. I'm not certain he has a winning record, but he is back for a 5th consecutive week. Casper, the sleep company with outrageously comfortable products at not so outrageous prices.
He was 3-2 last week. Colin Cowherd was also 3-2. Our celebrities after 6 weeks are now 20-16. Colin Cowherd is 4 games below 500, so this has been a butt-kicking so far this season. You could catch Chris, Keith, Irvine, Jericho, AEW Dynamite Wednesday night. We are going to get to the games in just a second with Jericho, but we will allow him for a second to boast and preen and walk around the ring telling everyone how great he is at the picks. You're in rarefied air here and returning for 5 straight weeks. I think Carrot Top is our record holder with 7 weeks. So the good news is you're in rarefied air. The bad news is Carrot Top is still ahead of you, Jericho.
Well, listen, I love when the word Carrot Top elicits a giggle, but the guy did do 7 weeks in a row, but that's okay because I told you before, 5 weeks in a row, when you first brought me on, you thought, what does this guy know about football? He's from Canada. He's in AEW. He's a musician, but I proved all of you wrong, and once again, 5 weeks in a row. Think about how I feel, Levitard. People come up to me and say, well, 5 weeks in a row, you're going all the way to 7 weeks. And, you know, I'm the champion already. It's already been determined. I don't even have to do the next 2 weeks because you know I'm going to be back 2 weeks from now. You can play that soundbite when I am back 2 weeks from now. I'm the Nostradamus. I'm the prognosticator. I'm Chrissy the Greek.
All right, let's do this here with Chrissy the Greek.
I wish I had a fraction of this man's confidence.
At anything. At music, at walking, at anything.
I actually think you kind of do.
I do.
And now it is time for Celebrity Prognosticator. Let's win some money.
Vikings at Packers. Packers -6.5. Who does Chrissy the Greek have?
I got to tell you, man, sooner or later, Cousins is going to pull it together. The Packers won last week. I'm going to go with Minnesota this week. They need a big win, and this is their chance.
That's a big surprise right there.
Wow.
You love the chalk usually. A big surprise out of the box.
And he loves Aaron Rodgers. I'm surprised.
Yes, what happened there? Cousins. Pittsburgh at Baltimore. Because, I'm sorry, if you want to elaborate, go ahead.
I was just going to say, because sooner or later, I mean, Cousins is not that bad of a quarterback to have a 1-5 record or whatever the hell it is that they have. So sooner or later, he's going to pull it together. You know, Aaron Rodgers, number one in my hearts, but I got to make money here, guys. I got to go with what science and what my hunches dictate. So I'm sticking with the Vikings for that.
As long as you go with your gut and not science, we're good. That's the way you're supposed to do it. Don't apply things to this, Jericho. Just keep doing what you've
Pittsburgh
been doing.
Pittsburgh at Baltimore.
Hey,
don't tell
him. Who's the guy that's got five in a row? Don't tell me how to do my job.
That's a good point. Hey. You're right. Listen,
Jericho,
I stand corrected.
Two times he has started football seasons 0-14. Don't listen to anything he said.
I was 0-16 for the college bowl season last year.
Pittsburgh at Baltimore. Baltimore minus -4. Who do you have, Jericho?
It's the same thing. I mean, Big Ben can't win every single week, and it seems last week they almost lost it. Let me think for a second. You know what? I'm going to stick with Big Ben again.
Wait a minute.
How about that?
Come on, Jericho.
Don't question Chrissy the Greek.
Okay, fair enough. Rams at Dolphins. Dolphins plus +3.5 at home. Who you got?
Did the Dolphins have a bye week last week, or did they win?
They had a bye week.
Bye week.
Dolphins. Going Dolphins, baby.
Wow, nice. On rest. He's betting rest. New Orleans at Chicago. Chicago plus +4.5. Who you got?
Taking New Orleans.
San Francisco at Seattle. Seahawks minus -3. Who you got?
Russell Wilson, baby. Seattle.
Thank you for being on with us. We will talk to you next week. Roy is pointing out that he thinks Nitro, the American Gladiator, once went 8 straight weeks with us. And so he's saying that it's not Carrot Top that is the record holder. It is Nitro, the former American Gladiator. So we'll have to revise. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
How about I just eliminate it? Whether it's Carrot Top at 7 or Nitro at 8, I'm going to 9 weeks. I'm going to 9 weeks, baby. You ain't see. 9 weeks.
Attaboy.
9 weeks, so Jericho. Like the holidays.
All right,
like
Does Jericho do Halloween? Do you dress up? What does Jericho do on Halloween?
I have a killer costume ready for Halloween. It's going to be it's a whole Eddie Van Halen ensemble. I got the red, black, and white overalls made. I got the shaggy wig. I'm ready to rock it tomorrow night or Saturday night. All weekend, I'm going to rock it every single night. I don't care, man. Single night until I win this damn thing 9 weeks from now. I'll see you then, Levitard.
All right.
You dumb idiot.
All right, thank you.
Hey, I introduced you to Aaron.
Thank you. We will. Hey, I introduced you to Aaron is what Stugatz just belched through the phlegm. Those lines were provided by Caesars William Hill, lurking in the background of everything it is that we're doing around here. Tim Legler now leaves our show. We bid him a sad goodbye. This is the beginning of his Halloween experience, but we've been happy to have you. Before we let you go, anything you want to add to the way that I ended the last segment? I do not want to delve too deeply into your personal life unless you're willing to volunteer it on this front, whatever it is that you can tell us about how much you'd like to do with the costumes on Halloween.
Well, that posable dummy definitely comes in handy on more than just Halloween, guys, if you know what I'm talking about.
No, I don't.
I knew it, Tim Legler.
Legler, thank you. Thank you for being on with us, okay? We enjoyed talking to you. If you want to stop by again in the post-game show, we'll keep having you around for as long. If you want to stop back on Monday before you go to the store to buy the cheap discounted Halloween stuff.
I actually want a full recap on
Monday. Real quick, one thing, guys. I actually had a request tonight. I've been booked tonight to show up at like a middle school little gathering of kids to scare the hell out of people.
Yes!
Do me a favor, Legs. Let's talk to you next week and get a recap from you. I want to get a recap of who got scared and everything else. How careful you had to be and all of the safe things that you did tonight to make sure that you didn't poison anybody.
For sure. Thanks, gentlemen. Loved it. Love hanging with you guys.
I love you,
we
too.
We love you, Legs. Right. See you.
So good. Yeah. So good.
The best.
It's Stugatz's favorite time of the day. At time.
Before we do that, forgive me because we've got going on today, and somehow
she's gonna be mad.
As if she hasn't been cruel and dark enough lately. I'm sorry, Christine Lisi, we interrupted you.
And finally, Iceland has no reptiles. Now back to a snake.
Oh,
hey. I can't believe you said that about Dan.
Don Libertard. It's Friday. I'm getting into the weekend. I want to get my drink on. Stugatz.
We've got to open up the club. Open it.
Open it. Open it. Now.
What is the computer buffering?
There it is. This is the Don Libertard Show with the Stugatz on ESPN Radio.
ESPN Radio is presented by Progressive Insurance. Sounds this week have been brought to you by My Computer Career Training for a Better Life.
We have more sounds for you in the club. It's how we close every week, and we've got always a very strong fireworks show ending to our show with the club. It is one of the most successful things we've done around here for a really long time, damn near close to 20 years. Also on the post-game show today, we've got an announcement that we believe the fans of this show are really going to like. So we're going to have that in the post-game show as well, I think, Mike, as I guess I'll take these Tua calls in the post-game show because we've got so many of them on the line. For 2 hours they've been there. For 2 hours they've been there. And I want to continue this next week, no matter how he plays. I just want to keep doing Tua songs.
Mike is thrilled about that.
Yeah, Mike does not like that so much. Before we open up the club, though, Stugatz, I sent this to you. I sent this to Mike Ryan yesterday because I had a legitimately delightful 45 minutes yesterday in the middle of the afternoon.
I was really jealous. It seemed like you had a fantastic afternoon after work. It really did.
ESPN Classic, I tuned in for 45 minutes, okay? And all I was watching is 80s baseball. Not 90s baseball, 80s baseball. So there's the mad Hungarian, Al Raboski. He's a reliever. He threw gas back then. It was about 89 or 90 miles an hour. He threw left-handed gas, and he would come into the game pretending to get furious behind the mound and bang his glove, okay? So this is what lured me in. But then the magical part was Greg the Bull Luzinski in left field trying to catch a line drive and running so clunkily. And basically all the second basemen now are built like Greg the Bull Luzinski that they had in the outfield for his bat, and he might as well have played the outfield with his bat. It was so bad.
There's a reason they moved him to DH.
It was bad. The uniforms were so bad. Everything was wonderfully, wonderfully bad, and I was so happy to see all of it. Also, a reminder, very early in my drinking life, I got very drunk with Danielle Kuzman, Jerry Kuzman's daughter, one of my first girlfriends, and I did not know how to drink. And I woke up at 1 o'clock in the afternoon, day drinking. I woke up because Jerry Kuzman and Greg the Bull Luzinski were trying to putt golf balls into my drunk and sleeping mouth. Let's open up the club.
What a random great story.
It's so great. It's Greg the Bull Luzinski. I want you to look him up on the internet. All of you. Immediately. Because it is. 1 o'clock in the afternoon. Kuzman and the Bull could drink.
How old is he now? I got to look him up.
What is the first sound in the club?
Unless something, a mistake happens, they're going to come in at least third for the tournament this year.
So that is Richard Lewis talking college football. What happened to our nemesis? I would love to continue talking to him next week. I thought he was going to return today.
The Bull is 69 years old.
Nice.
Who are you hanging out with? Really? How dare you?
Richard Lewis is my nemesis. He gets mad at us all the time. I hope you have Carnegie Hall back there somewhere. Him just screaming to people.
That's the softest thing you can do in sports.
Oh.
My father would have called you chicken something.
Oh, a rage-filled Greenberg. Not the mood we want in the club. Greenberg crossing the line, talking about, I think, anonymous sources.
That's the softest thing you can do in sports. My father would have called you chicken something.
You're a chicken. Anonymous source. Mike Greenberg puts his name on it. Who else is in the club, Mike Ryan? Let's go. This club doesn't have the right attitude yet. That's a little bit better. That is a good Tua song we got. Our also most efficient Tua song.
I love that.
That was good work in a small space. I want to take these calls, Mike. Who else is on the? Who else is in the club? Oh, an old one.
Of course.
Calais Campbell. He's still out there doing it.
No, that was Al Jefferson.
Yep.
Oh, it was Al Jefferson.
I laugh anyway.
Use my monster laugh.
That's Calais Campbell.
I never have chance to be in the draft.
That is our Vita Sabonis. All of these, by the way, are friendly-sounding monsters. Can we go back to Al Jefferson, though? Because he is a perfect Halloween haunted house laugh.
Really?
Right? I mean, what? Honest to God, if I told you right now you were walking through a haunted house tomorrow night, you didn't know who was in there.
I mean, if that laugh came out of any prop, you would buy that immediately.
Who else in the club?
He hits a home run and he runs around the bases. Hey, I run the arena.
That, of course, is Restus Destrada.
I had the Macarena song. I came up with it. I sent it to you graciously. Thought it'd be funny.
What a weird week.
It is. Which one isn't around here? Oh, that's Restus Destrada feuding with Jeff Passan, who, as Elmo, stole his Hey Macarena song.
I'm saying it to your face if you're watching or listening. And I'm putting my name on it. You're a chicken.
Yes. Yes.
You're a chicken.
Yes.
You're a chicken.
Anonymous source.
You're
what are
chicken.
You? Yes.
You're a chicken.
You're a chicken, anonymous source. According to Greeny, looks like a vegan.
Burning my heart that this is happening, but if you could hear me, just understand I'm sorry.
This was the Dan Le Batard Show on ESPN Radio.